Today is third Sunday. This is April 18th. And this is the fourth month of the year 2021. And great things are happening. You are making history. There are those who have lived before us long to see this day. But you are fortunate and blessed by God to live in this day. These are days of great blessing that is being poured out. The waves of God's glory is being poured out upon this generation. In spite of all the muddy water that the enemy tried to muddy, I don't know if you were with us. I believe Miss Kelly did. There was some, did an illustration that this water, this chemical that she had, you know, that's, the water was just muddy, you couldn't see it, it clouded. But then she poured the chemical in and just cleared it up. So when the blood of Jesus were poured into us, washed us, cleared up the muddy water. Your life was muddy, and muddy water you can't see through. It's not good to drink. But when the blood of Jesus touched your life, you became clear as crystal. Amen. And things are happening in the earth in spite of all the confusion that's around us. I mentioned this before, and it bears repeating. When the Israelites departed from the land of Egypt, Pharaoh chased after them and caught up with them. Israelite camp, many of them started panicking and being afraid. But the Bible says the spirit that went before the Israelites and the Egyptian was, Pharaoh and his army was charging and closing in on them. And the spirit, the light of God, that was in front of the Israelite went left and went and got in between the Israelite and the Egyptian. And they had to put on the brakes. They had to put on the brakes. They could come so far, and that was it. Are y'all in the house? So it stood between them and the Israelite all day and all night. For them, it was light at night. And that kept them separated until God got those people that seemed to be hard to work with, until he got them across that Red Sea, which was impossible to cross. But God brought them across. Now you think about this. A Red Sea, too deep to wade across. And some of them couldn't swim across. But God got them across. And didn't get wet. And they didn't get wet. Are y'all hearing me? They marched across on dry land. The same Red Sea that they marched across on dry land. I want y'all to hear. The same Red Sea they marched across on dry land drowned the Egyptian. I'm going to say it again because I don't think y'all quite caught it. The same Red Sea that the Israelites marched across on dry land drowned the Egyptian. So the Lord gave me this title, and I've been working on it because he won't let me leave it. And and the title that we've been working on, hallelujah, is it's time to go through the door. It's time to go through the door. What you need, what you're looking for, is on the other side of the door. Hallelujah. The Israelites had Moses as a leader. Hello? I said the Israelites had Moses as a leader. Glory to God. And he led them to the promised land. At least he led them across the Red Sea. And Joshua led them to the promised land. I'm going to read my text again. Then I got to move farther. And I want you, once I read my text, I want you to turn to, y'all can go ahead and put up Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 7. I want to talk to both old, young, and in between. Amen. Today. Since we are joined to the Lord, what is that? Since we are joined to Christ, this is my text. Y'all don't have to turn to it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one. I've been over it several times. Since we are joined to who? Christ. We have been given the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of his cascading riches of his grace. His grace. And the Bible tells us grace is God's unmerited favor. Amen. It was a secret in the heart of God. And through Jesus Christ, he unveils this secret. And unveiling the secret, there was a complete, total cancellation of man's sin. I'm going to say it again because I. And the secret that took place, that was unveiled, received, made known, brought into manifestation, Satan didn't have a clue.